Luke 8:43-48. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the tassel of his outer garment hanging over his shoulder. And immediately her flow of blood stopped, and Jesus said, "Who is the one touching me?" When all were denying it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the crowds are pressing in on you and crushing you." But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer, for your faith has made you well. Go in peace." There was an awful lot going on here. Jesus was in a crowd of people, and I know I'm filling in the blanks, so to speak, by saying I'm sure it was a real mix of people, some healthy, some sick. Nevertheless, Jesus was surrounded by a mixed multitude, to say the least. And I doubt they were all touching him just to say they touched him. There were many who were touching Jesus, and chances are they were no less sick than the woman with the flow of blood. We love to talk about the woman who touched Jesus and was healed, but what of all the other people who touched him and weren't healed that we know of? It was more than a few, and Scripture mentions nothing about the multitude. One tenet of sound doctrine is we must take the entire Bible, cover to cover, into consideration. As a result, we can't just pick the feel-good scriptures which support our agenda. There are other scriptures which should prompt our questions, and we must take those into consideration also. In the case of Luke 8:43-48, we must take the woman who was healed into consideration as well as the rest of the multitude, which Scripture doesn't mention anything about. It seems it would be safe to assume there were people who went home having touched Jesus and nothing happened. They returned as they came. I feel quite certain the question of "Why wasn't I healed?" was the same then as it is now. The question still stands. I went to the Lord, prayed my prayers, and reached out with all my heart. But yet here I am, no better off than I was. I even fasted. What's up with that? Was it sin which prevented healing? Was it some mysterious curse from the past? Was it, as some would think, God doesn't really care, or God doesn't heal anymore? What do you think, or do you just try and not think about that kind of stuff?